The flowers up front remind us of some things. They remind us of a memorial service we had yesterday. Now, this one here, if I might draw your attention to it, I wondered about this one, whether to keep it on the worship table. Why do you think I did? Yeah. Yeah, Teresa. Yeah, and why so? It's empty. There's a spot right here. Did you notice? There's a spot. Our sister Cindy was cremated. There was no casket, but there was a container that sat right there for her ashes. That empty spot is a reminder. When we lose a loved one, when we go through a difficult time, there is an empty spot there within. And we may want that empty spot filled with everything that is our being. We don't like it. But that emptiness is actually some good news in a number of different ways. For one, if that empty spot, and I'm going to speak right to you, Norman, and I've said this before, if that empty spot isn't there, then that person didn't mean very much to us, or what we're going through, or what we have lost, or our struggle. People that don't care don't mourn, right? So that spot is kind of good news in that that person we have lost is still there because we feel the absence. Does that make sense? We feel the absence. And that can be good as a reminder when we do not forget. Now, the good news through this is not that God comes and just pours in and fills in that empty spot, because I don't believe that. God didn't roll away the stone and fill up the empty tomb when Jesus was risen from the dead, did he? No. The stone is rolled away and left that way so that we can remember. Now, God fills us in a variety of ways, and that's part of the good news. God recharges our batteries. But of course, we got to get plugged in to the source. Now, I mention this, I start out in this way, just to get us connected to that scripture from Isaiah. Because that scripture from Isaiah was written to people who were dealing with emptiness. People who had been torn from their home and taken away from Israel and plopped down in the middle of nowhere, at least to them it was nowhere. By the waters of Babylon, we lay down and wept when we remembered Zion. How can we sing the Lord's song in a foreign land? That's what they cried. It was to people like that that Isaiah here was talking with some good news. Did you hear it within there? They were wondering, has God forgotten us? God not care? And did you hear the questions that Isaiah was asking? Do you not know? Have you not already heard? Remember things that are already should be a part of your awareness. The things we gather here every Sunday, every week, to kind of remember stuff, for many of us, stuff we already know. But then Isaiah talks about God's strength. But it's different. It's different from strength as we know it. Now, I do enjoy that commercial image that they've got of the Energizer Bunny, the one that The latest one I think of is of a space station out in space. Anybody seen that one? And things are going wrong. The electricity, whatever that they've been running on isn't working. And a guy presses a button, and out comes the Energizer Bunny, which gets everything going again. It's neat and whatever, but you know, for us, that's not necessarily a good image. Because God is not the Energizer Bunny. And by the way, I put that registered symbol in there on purpose. I didn't mean it to be correct so we wouldn't get sued. I put it there as a reminder that we're not looking in those places for our strength. We're not looking for the Energizer Bunny to recharge us. Because I have a feeling there's a lot of us right now, and maybe I'm just speaking to myself, we're running very low energy-wise. And I'm not just talking about physical energy. I'm talking about spiritual energy. Our batteries are about depleted. And we need from God what only God can provide. The Energizer Bunny can't do it. The world can't give it. Even though we keep turning there time and time and time again to try to get it, we try to fill up that empty space in there with stuff that can't fill it up. Of course, God doesn't fill up that empty space. That empty space reminds us, remember, of the empty tomb. And it's a yearning and it's a hungering that God purposely doesn't take away, because it's good to hunger. You know, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for God feeds them. Waiting on the Lord is perhaps one of the most difficult things we can do. Primarily because it's not about doing. You got it? It's about being. I mean, we're good Christian folks, and what good Christian folks do is do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Do unto others as I have done unto you. Those are the commandments of Jesus. Do, and we hear that. But we can't do that without the means to do, and we can't do without being. We can't be a light for the world. And here I'm thinking of a flashlight, and I guess I could have brought a flashlight in, although I'm not sure any of our flashlights at home work. We can't be a light if our batteries are dead. I mean, then you might as well just hide that under a bushel basket for all the good it's worth. And we can't be salt without that saltiness that only God can provide. A saltiness that's like a preservative. A salt that is like a flavoring for the world around us. But that comes not from some Energizer Bunny. Not from something we can buy. It only comes from God. Now the question, I mean, it's a simple question. It's something I ask myself all the time. Are we taking the time to just be? Every day, do you take moments to just wait on the Lord? Whether that's, you know, some kind of morning watch or whatever, but we need that. I know it's easy to say, yeah, I know I need it, but doing it, again, it's not about doing. It's just being. I mean, you can be, you can wait, can't you, as you're driving to work? I mean, just as long as you keep your eyes on the road. you can be in the middle of the tumult and the strife. You can be and wait in the middle of it all. But perhaps it just takes a whole change of thinking and mindset. But that's what we need. Now, we live in a youth culture, and I like those words in there. And those of you who are into extreme stuff, you don't hear that well. Even the extreme youth, they grow weary. But those who wait upon the Lord, and I love that song because it's got me to remember those words. So say them with me. They who wait upon the Lord shall they shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. They that wait upon the Lord. And the good news is Jesus provides. Amen.